Welcome to episode 656 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we continue our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible, by turning to the book of Judges. The foundation of the Israelite legal system was established with the giving of the Mosaic Law at Mount Sinai. This included the Ten Commandments and a comprehensive set of laws and regulations covering various aspects of life, such as moral conduct, civil matters, criminal offenses, and religious practices. The Mosaic Law was seen as a divine code of conduct that governed the Israelites' relationship with God and with one another. During the time of the wilderness wanderings, Moses served as the primary judge and arbiter for the people. He would hear cases and settle disputes among the Israelites, providing guidance based on the principles of the Mosaic Law. Moses faced a significant burden while judging the people of Israel during their time in the wilderness. As the sole authority figure and leader, he was responsible for settling disputes, making decisions, and administering justice among the Israelites. The people would bring their cases and conflicts to him, seeking his guidance and resolution. This role consumed much of Moses' time and energy, causing a strain on him and causing delays in addressing all the people's concerns. Recognizing the weight of Moses' responsibility, his father-in-law, Jethro, offered him advice on how to alleviate the burden. Jethro advised Moses to delegate his authority and appoint capable leaders to assist in judging the people. He suggested establishing a hierarchical system in which Moses would oversee the major cases, while appointing trustworthy individuals to handle smaller disputes. By doing so, Moses could focus on the most critical matters, and the people would receive timely resolutions to their conflicts. Taking Jethro's counsel to heart, Moses implemented the advice and appointed judges among the Israelites. These judges operated under Moses' authority and were responsible for handling less significant cases and disputes. They served as local judges, resolving matters at the community level and bringing only the more challenging cases to Moses. This decentralized system of judges helped distribute the workload and ensured that justice could be administered more efficiently throughout the Israelite camp. As the Israelites settled in the Promised Land and established a more organized society, the legal system began to incorporate tribal elders as local judges and leaders. These elders, chosen from each tribe, played a role in resolving disputes and administering justice within their respective territories. The era of the judges marked a decentralized system of governance and justice in Israel. The judges were charismatic leaders, raised up by God, to deliver the people from oppression and to administer justice. They combined the roles of military commanders, political leaders, and judges, hearing disputes and making rulings based on the principles of the Mosaic Law. The Book of Judges, the seventh book in the Old Testament, provides an account of Israel's history during a tumultuous period after the conquest of Canaan and before the establishment of the monarchy. It spans the time from the death of Joshua to the rise of Samuel as a prophet and judge. The book begins with the death of Joshua, the great military leader who led the Israelites into the Promised Land. After Joshua's death, the Israelites failed to fully drive out the Canaanite inhabitants of the land, which led to ongoing conflicts and spiritual compromise among the Israelites. The book is structured around a repeated cycle that characterizes the period of the judges. This cycle consists of the Israelites turning away from God and worshipping idols, God allowing them to be oppressed by neighboring nations, the Israelites crying out to God for deliverance, and God raising up a judge to rescue them. The judge would then lead the people to victory over their oppressors, and there would be a period of peace and spiritual renewal. Throughout the book, various judges are highlighted, from those who are well known, like Gideon and Samson, to lesser known leaders like Othniel. These judges were chosen by God and empowered by His Spirit to deliver the Israelites from their enemies. Each judge had different strengths, weaknesses, and unique circumstances surrounding their leadership. However, the book also reveals a recurring pattern of the judges' personal failures and the moral and spiritual decline of the Israelite nation. The people would often fall back into idolatry and disobey God's commands, leading to cycles of oppression and deliverance. The Book of Judges serves as a cautionary tale, emphasizing the consequences of disobedience, idolatry, and the lack of strong leadership. It underscores the need for a righteous king and points towards the need for the establishment of the monarchy in Israel. Despite the challenges and failures portrayed in the book, the faithfulness of God shines through. He raises up judges to deliver his people, demonstrating his mercy, grace, and faithfulness, even in the midst of their unfaithfulness. In summary, the book of Judges presents a complex and turbulent period in Israel's history. It depicts the cyclical pattern of Israel's disobedience, oppression, and deliverance through various judges. The book highlights the need for a righteous leader, and ultimately points forward to the need for a king, who will bring lasting peace, and establish God's reign over his people. The book of Judges is about various people raised up to serve as dispensers of justice. Each of the judges in this book is a type of Christ. In 2 Timothy 4 verse 8, the Apostle Paul refers to Jesus as the righteous judge, when he writes, "Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me but also to all who have loved his appearing." Jesus came into the world to save those who put their trust in him, but his coming also brought judgment. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus brought judgment to Satan. Furthermore, unbelievers will ultimately be judged by the Lord Jesus. The Bible teaches that Jesus will fulfill the role of judge, in both a present and future sense. In John 5 verse 22, Jesus declares, "For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son." This indicates that Jesus currently holds the position of judge, exercising judgment over people's lives. He evaluates our thoughts, motives, and actions, bringing conviction and accountability. Satan and his fallen angels are on trial. But so are all of us. Jesus began a phase of judgment, examining the lives and records of professed believers. During this judgment, he determines the genuineness of our faith and righteousness, assessing our eligibility for eternal life. Jesus' role as judge assures us of a fair and righteous judgment. In Revelation 19 verse 11, he is depicted as a righteous judge who judges and wages war with justice. Unlike flawed human judges, Jesus possesses perfect knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. His judgments are based on truth, justice, and divine standards. Although Jesus is the judge, he is also the embodiment of mercy and grace. While the judgment brings accountability for sin, Jesus offers forgiveness and salvation to all who repent and believe in him. His desire is for people to come to him, receive his mercy, and avoid the condemnation of eternal judgment. But not only is Jesus our judge, he is also our lawyer. He acts as the advocate for repentant sinners. He intercedes on behalf of individuals, pleading his blood and righteousness as the basis for our forgiveness and salvation. As the advocate, Jesus represents his followers before the Father, offering his perfect righteousness to cover our sins. Jesus also assumes the role of defendant in the heavenly sanctuary. Satan, as the accuser of God's people, presents charges against believers, highlighting our sins and shortcomings. In response, Jesus defends his faithful followers, presenting his own righteousness as our defense. The failures of the human judges also point to the need for a righteous king. In Psalm 95 verse 3, we read, "For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods." And Revelation 19 verse 16 tells us that, "On his robe, and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." The book of Judges foreshadows Jesus and ultimately shows us our need for Jesus. Father, thank you for the cautionary tale that is conveyed through the book of Judges. Help us to remember that we can thrive only insofar as we remain faithful to you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.